The word metamorphosis has taken humanity by its imagination, and Harry Houdini and his wife Bess performed a magic trick called metamorphosis, and Harry would be shackled and put in a bag and locked in a box, and Bess would climb on top of the box and lift up a cloth. Dropping the cloth, Harry would be standing there, and then unlocking the box, find Bess in the bag, shackled inside. The word, we find the word basically that same word in our New Testament, Romans chapter 12, be ye transformed, is a metamorphosis, a changing of the form. Well, God taught us all that, having the insects undergo metamorphosis. And it ends up that this is a process that pretty much defies evolution. Most insects, 87% by recent survey, undergo complete metamorphosis. It begins when a larva, such as a caterpillar, builds a cocoon around itself, and when its body inside disintegrates into a thick, pulp-like liquid. Aren't you glad we don't have to go through that? Days, weeks, or months later, the adult insect emerges, one that is dramatically different, as shown in the chart below, amazingly capable and often beautiful, such as a butterfly. Food, habitat, and behavior of the larva also differ drastically from those of the adult. Here's the chart, larva versus the adult insect. Larva, a chewing mouth, adult, a sucking tube. A few simple eyes, the adult, two compound eyes, often with thousands of lenses capable of seeing all colors and ultraviolet light in almost all directions at once without having to turn the eyes. No true legs, but six segmented legs once they become the insect. Can't reproduce, but the adult insect does reproduce. Larva is a crawler, the adult insect a capable flyer. So can there be any harmony between these two? It's a true change of form, a true metamorphosis. Evolution claims that mutations slightly alter an organism's genetic material, which later generations inherit. On rare occasions, the alterations are beneficial, enabling those offspring to reproduce more of themselves and the improved genetic material. Supposedly, after many generations, dramatic changes, even new organs, accumulate. Supposing this to be true, each organism must be able to reproduce and must be superior, in some sense, to its ancestors. I mean, that's the logic of the evolutionary theory. This begs the question then, how could metamorphosis evolve in many stages? A man named Pittman says, certainly it, metamorphosis, demonstrates the absurdity of invoking natural selection by successive mutation to explain such an obviously yet subtly programmed process. Why on that basis should the ancestral insect have survived the mutations that projected it into the chrysalid stage, the cocoon stage? What superiority evolution has it go into the cocoon from which it could not yet develop into an adult? You have to imagine this just goes little tiny step by little step, see? So at some point it was just larva, and then at some point it became the larva that spun a cocoon. So they're asking, why did that make it superior? See? It couldn't yet develop into an adult. That hadn't evolved yet. So it had to be, you know, a few thousand years, hundreds, millions of years, where all it did was go into a cocoon. Then somehow that evolved into the adult. Where was natural selection then? How could pre-programmed metamorphosis in insect, amphibian, or crustacean ever have evolved by chance. Indeed, how could development have evolved piecemeal? The ball is in the evolutionist court, tangled in a net of inexplicability. That's our theme in this series. Life is so complex that chance processes, even over billions of years, cannot explain its origin. What mutations could improve a larva? Certainly none that destroyed its nerves, muscles, eyes, brain, and most other organs, as occurs within a cocoon. So even if a larva improved, it later ends up as mush. From an evolutionary standpoint, liquefying complex organs is a giant step backwards. As Michael Pittman Riley noted, maggots will more or less dissolve themselves when developing into a fly. Was the process pre-programmed from the first production run, or was the ancestral fly a dissolved maggot? The millions of changes inside the thick liquid never produced something survivable or advantageous in the outside world until the adult completely forms. How did the genetic material for both larva and adult develop? Which came first, larva or adult? What mutations could transform a crawling larva into a flying monarch butterfly that can accurately navigate 3,000 miles using antenna and a tiny brain? Indeed, why should a larva evolve in the first place? Because it cannot reproduce. If that was the first evolutionary step, it ended right there. It couldn't reproduce. An evolutionist might claim that larva once reproduced, but then lost that capability. If so, why is there no sign of any remnant reproductive equipment in any of the hundreds of thousands of larva types? Charles Darwin wrote, "If it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down." Ding, here it is. Based on metamorphosis alone, evolution, Darwin's own words, breaks down. Obviously, the vast amount of information that directs every stage of a larva's and an adult's development, including metamorphosis, must reside in its genetic material at the beginning. The whole process has to be in at the beginning. This fits only creation. You see the caterpillar, you see the chrysalid, the cocoon, and then you see the butterfly coming out. Underneath, metamorphosis. Many animals experience an amazing transformation that refutes evolution. One example is the monarch butterfly. As a two-week-old caterpillar left, it builds a chrysalis around itself, center. Then its complex organs disintegrate. From an evolution perspective, this should cause the insect's extinction 1,000 times over. 2 weeks later, a beautiful butterfly emerges with different and even more remarkable capabilities. Some people might believe that a complex machine, such as an automobile, evolved by natural processes. But if they saw that machine disintegrate and quickly reemerge as an airplane, only the most naive and unscientific would still believe that natural processes could produce such marvelous designs. What's going on with your car? It seems to be all covered in spider webs. It's turning into an airplane.
There you go.
I'm not a dirty car keeper. It's cocoon. So there it was, sitting in front of us all the time. You pin it down and you say, wait a minute. This can't have evolved little tiny pieces at a time. The whole process had to be planned from the beginning.